Hello! Today, I did not feel like typing out my entire blog post, so instead I'm going to use Audioboo to speak to you in a full podcast type thing. And, well, today is entirely about love, and why I have no truck with it whatsoever. You see, my issue with love is that it's such a weird, nebulous concept, and it's only ever been defined, as far as I can see, in media. Now, the issue is that when I possibly may have experienced love before, but I don't frankly know, because before I experienced love, as in a relationship with a woman, I experienced media, and media describing love. So, the nice, warm, happy feeling of contentment you get when you're with someone is defined entirely by how you've experienced it before, so how media has portrayed it. And the thing that I worry about is that if I consumed different media when I was younger, if I read different books, watched different TV shows that had a different outlook on love and explained it in different ways, would I feel a different emotion towards it? It's, well, basically, if you deconstruct love, it makes a slight bit of evolutionary sense in the fact that what we want to do is make our genes go forward into the next generation. And the best way for humans to do this in particular, because we have such a long childhood and acclimatization towards the world, what we need to do is to have a supporting family to keep us alive while we're young. And this means that the evolutionary idea of love has turned up, where you've got two people sort of chemically bonded together in order to allow their offspring to flourish and pass on these two people's genes to the next generation. And the next generation is taught about love, experience love, stick together, new child, and so on and so forth down the this particular evolutionary path. So the trouble is, since we are such a social species, we've sort of outgrown our evolution. There's not a whole lot that we're going to be changing because survival of the fittest has been replaced. The fittest in our world isn't the strongest or the fastest. It's the person who is experiencing the right things socially. And it will be slightly interesting to see in the future if mankind diverts into different paths depending on the social structures that are built up and the sort of social structures that form people together. Which would be interesting, but entirely off topic. But yes, the concept of love is a throwback to when we had to stop our children from dying. And I don't actually intend to have children, and neither does my wife. So it's entirely likely that this throwback is not going to feature in our lives. And I have never said to my wife, I love you. Because it's a concept I don't think our society overall needs, this single person concept of love. You can love humanity, you can love various things, but this such degree of attachment to a single individual is somewhat outdated. So instead, I mean, for example, I'm married to her now, so it's obviously working. We've come to the sort of agreement where we realise that we both have far more enjoyment with each other than we would without each other. So, and we made plans for the future of our lives going forward together. So it made a lot of sense to get married and sort of formalise this and sign pieces of paperwork to show how much we care, which is very strange. But yes, overall, I have very little truck with love and the underlying concepts behind it. Yeah. Well, that was intriguing. I actually managed to whittle on for 4 minutes about love. I may do this again in the future. I may not use Audioboo, or I may, depending on how I feel at the time. And hopefully this is well received. Until next time, this is The Uncommon, signing off.